Welcome to the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, your weekly voyage into Florida fishing. Hosted by Captain Mike Anderson on News Radio WFLA.
Welcome back. Rolling into our second hour here. If you haven't been out to Bartow Ford yet to check out that incredible dealership, I highly recommend it. Absolutely loving my new F-250 diesel. Never been a diesel guy before, and the guys out there talked me into trying it, and I absolutely love my new Real Animals fish wagon. Killing it, fixing to roll into Charleston, South Carolina here about a week away, and then we're going to go to Georgia for a week of deer hunting, and then we're going to go to Jacksonville, and we've got a bunch of travels scheduled here, and it's going to be Bartow Ford taking me there. If you're looking for a great deal on your next Ford vehicle,
look no further deer than my good.
Yes, oh yeah, deer hunting, it's coming, buddy.
My favorite season.
It is. Yes,
you know
it
what
is.
To do. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I got you. I just got to figure out how to get it to you now that I don't get to come to the building. That's the hard part. So hopefully, sooner or later, they'll let us back in that doggone building. But I want to put a couple of shouts out here, then we're going to get our safe boating tip of the week from Captain Jim Fogle. If you are suffering from headaches, migraines, shoulder pain, back pain, hip pain, mine was neck pain. I have a slightly herniated disc in my neck, years and years of playing sports, and I was in a traffic accident. I got rear-ended, a bunch of, you know, just typical life stuff. You know, you get older and you got pains, TMJ, carpal tunnel, all these things can be fixed really easily. You got to go see my good friend Eddie Lugo at Brandon Pain Treatment Center. It's neurosomatic therapy, getting your body lined up correctly. It's not chiropractic, it's neurosomatic, and it's absolutely amazing. I was in front of the surgeons, great surgeons, Dr. Cronin. I was getting ready to choose somebody to fuse my neck when I found Eddie Lugo, and he has kept me out of surgery this entire time. I have never felt better. You know, with what I do, I'm on the boat all the time, throwing the net, you know, making long runs offshore, filming shows. I'm in my truck for 12 hours, driving Louisiana, you know, all these things that I put my body through every day. I couldn't do it without Brandon Pain Treatment Center and my good friend Eddie Lugo, neurosomatic therapy. You got to check it out, brandonptc.com, or give them a call at 813-820-3030. You won't be disappointed. Check them out. Also, got to put a shout out. You know, we're headed into November, and November means Fishing for Hope Food Drive. We do this every year, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. We're going to be at Metropolitan Ministries Saturday, 21 November from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be helping you unload your vehicles. You know that a lot of us are blessed. We have a full pantry. We have a full fridge. A lot of us have freezers full of meat. That's not the case for everyone that lives in the Bay Area, and Metropolitan Ministries does a great job of helping those people out, and we want the fishing community to come together on the 21st of November and be a part of this. Turkeys, hams, cereal, canned vegetables, gift cards. You guys know the drill. We do this every year. Captain Bill Miller, Glenn Plott, myself, the guys from Flats Mafia are going to be there as well, Bubba and the boys. So we're coming out in force. We want you guys to come out in force and help us. That's going to be Saturday, 21 November, 9 to 1. The holiday tent's at 2609 North Rome Avenue. So make plans. I'm going to be promoting this on both shows, rolling all the way into that event. Make plans that morning if you can come by. Just, you know, bring some canned goods, bring some food, some non-perishables. Let's make sure that all the families in Tampa Bay get to have a fantastic Thanksgiving dinner. That's what we're here for. If you get to fish a lot like I do, you know you're blessed. Let's pass those blessings on to some other people. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. And then I was at Gator Jim's this week, and I love stopping into Gator Jim's because Jim Bickle always has new stuff on sale. And what he's doing is he is doing an absolute blowout on the Penn 7500 SS reels. It's a large spinning reel, great for bridge fishing, great for tarpon fishing, gag grouper fishing, even kingfish. You know, loosen that drag. You got big line capacity there. It's absolutely ridiculous. So normally they're $179.95. So normally they're $180 a piece. He's got them right now, brand new, in the box for $99. $99 today and tomorrow only. Saturday and Sunday, rolling to Gator Gyms, 3301 Pinellas Point Drive. Tell them Captain Mike sent you. Get yourself a 7500 SS Penn spinning reel, normally $180, for $99. You know what? It's a great, if you're just listening to this and you need to get somebody a Christmas present, you can't beat it. $99 for $180 reel. That's unbelievable. That's lower than wholesale pricing, and only Gator Gyms brings you deals like that. 3301 Pinellas Point Drive. Get down there and check them out. If you want to join us and talk a little fishing, please do 1-800-969-9352. Lots of stuff to talk about, but before we do, let's find out how to be safe out there. Let's check in with Captain Jim Fogel. Jimmy, how are you, my brother? Hello, Jim. Are you there? Maybe Jim's not there. Oh, there you are. How are you, buddy?
Here I am. Yeah. Did you say you're in South Carolina?
I am. I'm fishing here this week, and then the following week, I roll into Charleston, South Carolina, do a little fishing with Ben Alderman. He's a guy I've done a podcast with. Yeah, I've filmed with him before up there. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet. That's my home state, you know.
Is it? I did not know that. Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to it. I didn't know you were a South Kakalaki guy. Very cool.
Yeah. I even went to the Citadel at Charleston for 2 years. Yeah. Good place.
Yeah. No doubt. I didn't know that. That's very, I didn't even know the Citadel was in South Carolina.
Well, shows you right. Beth needs to do a little reading so she can brief you on the way up.
I'm not taking Beth with me on this trip. I'm just going up to do some filming. So, but eventually, I'd love to get her up there. It's a great place. Yeah.
Yeah. Charleston. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Last week we talked a little bit about, on one of the shows, about staying home in bad weather.
Yep.
Today I want to talk about sheltered water boats, okay? Most bow riders, pontoon boats, and tritoons should not be out in open water. I'm sorry, they're not made for open water. Most of them, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack because there's probably a lot of them that are okay, but most of them are not made for open water. The majority of these boats are bullnose boats. They push through the waves rather than knife through them like our V-hulls. I mean, sometimes, you know, we catch a lot of water in our V-hulls, much less think about the fact that you had a bullnose boat pushing through the water.
Right.
Air also, air and wind tends to get under the bow of these boats and actually will hinder turning and sometimes, you know, worse than that. But if the water is bad, and I'm, you know, there's a lot of pontoons and tritoons that, you know, people use out of Crystal River and Homosassa and those areas, but they got to pick their days. I mean, you know, we had one with 13 people on it. I think it was flip. They're just not made for being out there on the open water. You got to watch that weather. They're actually made for lakes, rivers, and you know, sometime intercoastal waterway, although that gets pretty gnarly sometimes. But please, please, please stay out of water. Like, even the bay sometimes is worse than the Gulf. So please be careful with those boats. They're not made for running, in, most of them, in open water.
No doubt. That's a great tip. And you see a lot of those types of boats out there. They're very popular, but, you know, you got to know the limitations.
Families, great family boats. You know, real stable on flat water, but please don't use them out in the open water or outside of Egmont or something like that. It's, you know, that weather can get between you and the land really quick, and then you're up the creek. That's all I got today, Mike. Appreciate your good time stuff. For the Coast Guard Auxiliary in St. Pete, Tim Pogel. Be safe out there.
Thank you, my friend. Good stuff, as always. Our safe boating tip of the week, Captain Jim Fogel. Phone lines are open, 1-800-969-9352. Some stuff we definitely wanted to cover today. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there's... Oh, do we? I got Ronnie and Ron's talking about it. I didn't know that.
I might have said it over the music, though. You might not have heard me when I said it.
I might have. That's good. I was wondering. I was just thinking about Ron at Ron's Tackle Box. I normally always hear from him, but I hadn't heard from him yet. So let's get our freshwater report from our freshwater guru. Let's go out to beautiful Lake Alfred and talk with Ron Shelfo at Ron's Tackle Box. Ronnie, how are you, buddy?
Doing great this morning.
Yeah?
Fishing's great. Yeah. Fishing picking up. A lot of speckled perch. Been really good early. It's early, but as the water temperatures are dropping every evening a little bit, it's picking up during the day. Nighttime's always good for the specks, but they're starting to get some real nice sized ones here on Lake Haines and Lake Rochelle. So a good time of the year to come out and fish for them. Bass fishing's turning on. Transition time again. They're going to get ready for the spawn here in a couple months. So they're feeding. They're very, very active fish. A lot of schooling bass. So it's been really good in the last couple weeks, picking up real well. Good time to come out and fish. There's plenty of fishing piers, all good boat ramps out here, 554 lakes with about 97 boat ramps on them.
Wow.
So
okay. That's
good
crazy.
Time to come out to Polk County.
I always get blown away when you tell me how many they have out there, how many boat ramps and how many lakes are in Polk County. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely. And having it so close to Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, you know, to have that kind of bass fishing, freshwater fishing, speckled perch fishing right in our backyard is ridiculous. Yes. It's ridiculous.
Well, Mike, when I had my saltwater shop in Tampa years ago, I didn't know anything about this area. Never heard about it.
Right.
That's why it's a real honor to be able to speak on your radio show about this area, because it's just down the street from you. People come out here and get out of the wind, get out of the bad weather. It's a lot of small lakes you can fish on, and it's just real enjoyable.
Yeah, well, it's a very unique place out there, and it's a place that I've absolutely 110% fallen in love with. You know, Polk County. The people are friendly. The fishing is incredible. And it's something I beat myself up over it a little bit, because I got down here and I really, you know, growing up a walleye and perch fisherman, the snook fishing, the tarpon fishing, the red fishing will suck you in so fast and so hard. And it's so incredible that, and you start to believe some of the people that say, you know, there's no need to bass fish when you can snook fish, blah, blah, blah. I don't agree. I used to think that was the case. And then the more I've bass fished, the more I really, really get it. I don't know what it is about freshwater fishing here in Florida. It's really where I've done most of it. I've done a little bit of it in Alabama. But most of my bass fishing has been done here in Florida. And it just cleanses my soul. It really does. Being out there on those freshwater lakes, it's unbelievable, Ron. It really is. And people might be thinking, you know, you're being corny, you're being whatever. I'm telling you, dude, I get off those lakes when I get out there and I get to spend a day with a buddy out there bass fishing, and it's a totally different feel. Nothing, obviously I love saltwater fishing, so I'm not beating on saltwater fishing, but there is something to be said for a day on that freshwater, boy. It's just
great.
Incredible.
You know, the bass have about the same temperament as a snook. So, you know, when you hang a nice 10, 12-pound bass, it's exciting, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of them out here. That's no doubt about it.
I totally get it. I really do. You guys, you got something special out there in Polk County, and we appreciate you sharing it with us each and every week.
No problem. I'd like to mention also again, I'm running a bass tournament for the VFW Post 4289 on November the 7th. It's a $1,000 tournament, and we're raffling off a $1,600 power pole that day, a lot of other prizes, and come on out and fish it. We need the support for the VFW to try to keep their doors open out here. So keep that in mind, and anybody can win these tournaments. I've had kids win them in John boats, so it's amazing how you could show up and take the money.
Yeah, you know how we feel about our veterans. The more things that we have to help our veterans, and the VFW has definitely always been one of those places in all of our communities where the veterans can go and be around other veterans and share their stories, share their lives, share their hurts and pains and sufferings and all things they've been through. We want the VFWs to thrive for sure.
Absolutely. We appreciate all your support there.
Well, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I grew up in a family of veterans with my grandfather serving, my dad served in the Navy. And obviously that's the reason I've been blessed enough to be in Florida, because I spent almost 7 years in the Air Force and landed at MacDill Air Force Base. So, God bless our veterans for sure. Great stuff you do out there, Ronnie. Tell everybody how they can find you, buddy.
All right, I'm at 380 South Lake Shore Way, which is 1792 in Lake Alfred. Phone number 863-956-4990. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're my freshwater guru. I appreciate you, pal. Have a great day. I have definitely talked too long in this segment. We got to get a break in here, and we'll be back talking more fishing on the other side. 970 WFLA.
Driving down this highway, I got a heavy load. Behind this big wheel with nowhere to go.
We've got your extra
Welcome back, 970 WFLA. Talking fishing. Again, going to be here just until 8 o'clock on a short segment here before the bottom of the hour. Let's check in real quick with our good friend Jim Plastic. Jimmy, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Michael. Top of the morning to you.
Back at you, my brother. I guess I owe you some food, huh?
And not rub it in about the Bucks victory.
I appreciate you, man. It's all good, dude. My boys took a butt whooping. That's all there is to it. Bucks put a butt whooping on them. That's the way it is. Just a fact.
It proves the old axiom that on any given Sunday, any team can win.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm a believer. I think the Bucks are good. I think they're really good. And I think the Packers are good. I just don't think they're great. The Buccaneers are built well enough, in my opinion, to actually win a Super Bowl because they have a defense. They can actually stop people. If this defense keeps getting it figured out, I'm telling you right now, they're going to be dangerous, because the offense is going to continue to get better. If they can stay healthy, offense and defense is what it takes to win in the NFL. The Packers' offense, yeah, we're pretty good. But you run in against a defense that gets hot, pins their ears back like the Bucs did against the Packers, and you can be in for a long day, and that's what the Packers had. I mean, we lost control of that game, and it got ugly. So I think the Bucs are for real. I don't think that's a joke, and I'm okay with that. If my Packers aren't going to win it, then let it be the Bucs, baby. Come on. I'll be pulling.
Your Packers have got the Bears this week?
No, we got the Texans in Houston.
Oh, that's right, Texans.
Yeah.
Texans. I want to say one other thing real quick. There's only been a couple of things in the Buccaneers' history that I really disagreed with. A couple of their coaching choices weren't the best, in my opinion. Letting Doug Williams go was a mistake, but I think that they just made the biggest mistake they've ever made. That I think that you're right, that they just hired a cancer. I just don't think he's going to fit.
That could be. We'll see. Maybe Tom Brady knows more than we know. I've never hung out with Antonio Brown. You know, Brady was pulling for this. It's going to give him a great additional weapon. But I don't like it. Like I said, nobody in the league needs a wide receiver more than the Green Bay Packers. And all that Antonio Brown talk, I did not want him in Green Bay. He's not a Packer guy. So I just don't care for
another receiver, and it definitely isn't Antonio Brown. Now, I hope that he proves me wrong. I hope that he straightens his butt up and does the right thing and becomes a great receiver again. But I just don't think that a leopard changes its spots.
If he does, they're going to be really dangerous, really dangerous. Jim, I'm up against the clock, buddy. Always great to hear your voice, and I look forward to buying you that lunch.
Great show as always, Mike. I'll let you know as soon as they let us out of this place.
Let me know, my friend. I look forward to seeing you. Good stuff there, our good friend. You bet, Jimmy. Good stuff there, our good friend Jim Plastic. Phone lines are open. I know we have Captain Rick Gross to lead us off on the other side. Get some more intel from down there in Sarasota. Hopefully we'll hear from you as well. 1-800-969-9352. Light them up. We'll be back.
Good for nothing. At least that's the way it seems.
This is the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, your fishing buddy for Florida waters on News Radio WFLA. Now your captain, Mike Anderson.
Hey, do you need a new roof or a roof repair? Check out my friends at Affordable Roofing Systems. They understand that your roof is a large investment and protects most, if not everything, that you own. Let Affordable Roofing Systems' 3 decades of experience and roofing knowledge guide you through this important process. Whether you need a shingle, metal, tile, or a flat roof, Affordable Roofing Systems is your safest choice for repairs or replacements. Call Affordable Roofing Systems today at 888-397-ROOF for your free estimate, or visit their website at affordableroofingflorida.com. Good stuff here. Again, I want to put a shout out to Gator Jim's Fishing Tackle. Remember, they got a 7500 SS Pen spinning reel, normally $180, on sale for $99 today and tomorrow only. That's less than wholesale on that reel. If you're looking for a great Christmas present, birthday gift, or you just want to treat yourself right, go by Gator Jim's today, 3301 Pinellas Point Drive. Let's drop in on the phone lines here, check in with our good friend, Captain Rick Gross. Rick, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Captain Mike. I'm doing good, Got a faint whiff of the bore cleaner coming out of my gun cabinet right now, and it's bringing me back right back to where I want to be, sitting in the woods. So,
I hear you, buddy.
I'm heading to South Carolina.
I'm
heading up Tuesday morning early. I'll be heading to South Carolina, and I'm not going fishing.
I hear you. God bless you, my friend. I'm like a little kid, because, you know, normally with the radio shows, I do my hunting during the week. And in my group of guys, you know, not everybody can go during the week. You know, it takes a lot of vacation time. So our mutual friend, Cap Big Ben Marshall, you know, he works during the week, and he's only got so many days off. So he does a lot of, you know, weekend hunts, or maybe hunting over the holidays and things like that. But this year, we're all going to be there that second week in November. The whole group, the whole gang is going to be together. And I'm like a little kid, bro. I cannot wait to get there. I just can't wait. Ben and I have been talking about meals and food and, you know, just I hope it's cold. I hope it's 45 degrees out and we can just sit in a tree and take a nap and relax. And I'm going to be up there for the whole week. And I cannot wait. I don't, you know, for those people that don't hunt, I don't know about you, Rick, but for me, that time sitting in the woods, it tweaks me just right for the rest of the year. It really does. I absolutely need to get away from all this election nonsense and, you know, the COVID and all the crazy that 2020 has given us, and just go sit in the woods for a week, and I will come back a better person. I promise you.
Yeah, I understand that 100%. Yeah. You know, sitting in it's hard to explain. You know, you haven't done it, but sitting out there in those woods and all you're thinking about is waiting to see a deer, it doesn't even have to be a deer. I've seen some fantastic things sitting in a tree stand, you know, have an owl come up, you're in full camo and be sitting right next to you. And, you know, owl's eyes are fixed, and they can't turn, so their whole head turns around, and the owl doesn't see you, and it's all of about 10 inches from your head. I mean, stuff like that, you just, you know, you remember. What's funny about hunting is you remember almost every hunt. It's incredible. I mean, and I learned a lot, just like what you're saying, going with buddies. That is a lot about it. It's not about actually, you know, pulling a trigger on a big buck or whatever. I mean, that's a big thing about it. But going with your buddies and going on these trips, and it's just, that's the part that makes the whole thing good. It's just,
it's magical. So,
yeah, I understand that magical part of it. That's for sure.
Can't wait. How's the fishing?
Oh, the fishing's been good. I just got back from leaf looking in Georgia with my wife. Nice. But before I left, the fishing was really good. We were, you know, northern part of Sarasota Bay. I've been, went down there about 2 weeks ago with Rooster and a couple other of my buddies just to go looking and see what the bay looked like. And I think Ben and them had talked to you a little bit about it. But the bay down there, Sarasota Bay, all the way down, we went down to 10th Street, which is, you know, the main part of Sarasota Bay. All kinds of bait. The grass looks good. You know, if trout or the canary in the coal mine, you know, there was all kinds of trout. We left the trout biting, kind of looking. I just wanted to hit all kinds of different places down there that I haven't been down to in a couple of years. And the bay really looked good down there. The northern part of the bay, I think, is a little bit better than even further south. But I actually took a trip down there the week before we left, to go up to Georgia. And we did well with pompano and trout and snook. Caught a couple mangrove snapper closer to the channel, the intercoastal channel down there. So, yeah, that's a good report. I mean, Sarasota Bay is looking better. I think what we've been doing has really helped down there. The fishing up back us and on the beaches, bonita, Spanish mackerel, sharks, kingfish, all that stuff is coming together. But what I really called for is I wanted to put in plugs on your Bull Bay Sniper Series rod.
Okay.
I got the light, I guess it was 7'6", 6 to 12 pound, which, yep, I paired it with a 2500 reel. And you talk about a pompano killer. Oh, my God, that thing is perfect. That is perfect. Good. Now, if I could just get you to go a little bit lighter to maybe like the 2 to 6 pound and about a 6.5, and then I would have a crappie stick that would just be unbelievable.
You know what I need you to do? I need you to do this. You and I need to schedule a time to go out there to Bull Bay, to Bull Bay headquarters out in Lakeland, and we need to sit down with them and tell them exactly what we want and let them build us one. Because I know right now Bull Bay is growing. They're really growing. They got bass rods now, and I know that they'll want to build us a speckled perch stick. I've got a prototype in my garage that is like 6 foot long. And I actually put a 2500 on it, and I use it just for playing with speckled trout when we're into a fun little trout bite. And it might work great for just what you're talking about. We might even be able to make that one a little shorter. We've got a new series coming out called the Banshee. And when it gets here, this is part of the Banshee series, although I don't know that they're planning on making one quite that small. But I think if you and I go out there and twist their ear a little bit, we could probably get us some speckled perch rods built for sure.
Yeah, and I like going to that shop too. Those guys are down there, and they show you everything in that shop, you know, from stage one of how to build the rods, and it's just cool. And it's not that big of a run to go out there to Lakeland. I enjoyed it. I've got a couple rods I got to take back out there to get taken care of, you know, just charter stuff where things have gotten abused a little bit. But I'm going to go out there here in the near future, and I can't wait to go back out there.
Yeah, it's neat. It's a really neat place with a lot of just a lot of character. You know, if you've got questions, if you have a favorite rod, you can go out there and see if they can build you a custom Bull Bay version. It's really It's really a neat place. They do a really good job out there. Jake and all the boys out there are just killing it. So good stuff, my friend. I appreciate you as always. And I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a great trip to the woods, all that good stuff. And we're looking forward to a full report from South Carolina.
Hopefully I'll have a good one for you. It's always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Got Rick Gross, one of the best in the business right there. Sarasota guy. Feeding us all that good Sarasota report. Good stuff. Let's go back to the phones here. A lot of calls this morning. We appreciate you guys. Let's go to Alan in St. Pete. Alan, how are you, bud?
Morning, Captain Mike. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing, my friend?
It's a beautiful morning. As usual, it looks like a good day to fish, and I'm at work.
Yeah, but what you do is so important to our community there, Alan. We're glad to have you out there watching our back.
Well, I appreciate that. I finally got my boat back, which is always a good feeling. You know, they say that the happiest day of your life is the day you buy a boat and the day you sell a boat. But I disagree. It's the day you get the boat back after it's been in the shop for a month.
I agree. I don't have that. I never have that remorse of that feeling of joy when my boat sells. I mean, I guess for me it's a little different because if my boat sells, my new one's already here. I don't want to be without a boat.
Right.
I don't want to be without my boat. Yeah, I don't want to be without my boat.
I had a lot of things taken care of. Got my power pole issue situated. Shout out to Power Pole. They did a great job of working with my dealer. We had to do some investigation work. Somehow, when I bought my boat in 2017, I got shipped the wrong power pole. No one can figure out how it got on my boat. So when I went to get another one, nothing would match up. So power pole worked with my dealer, and basically I got a twofer. So got two power poles for the price of one. So I'm very happy with my dealership and power pole for working with me on that.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with. And I'll go ahead and give a shout out to Tailwater Outfitters there at Norris GMC up in Palm Harbor. They also sell Ranger, and they really worked with me and made me happy. And you get a good dealership that'll work with you. You gotta give them the props.
No doubt about it. It's all about service after the sale, in my opinion. When you buy a boat, you know, I tell people fiberglass is fiberglass is fiberglass. You got to make sure that Absolutely. The dealer that you buy your boat from is on top of their game.
Those guys have become like family because I think I spend more time with them than I do with my family.
I hear that.
I did get out last week. Of course, the wind was blowing and didn't do a whole lot of catching, but I did a lot of watching. Boy, to tell you, there was something I haven't seen in a long time was a big, big schools of redfish out in front of Three Rooker and Ancloke Key chasing mullet. I mean, right up in the surf, like on the beach. And boy, when you see about a 35-inch redfish chasing mullet up that close to the shoreline, it's really something to behold, especially when you got 30 or 40 of them in a little pack. It was really quite a show for about an hour and a half. And then couldn't get them to bite the top water or anything I threw at them, but probably saw the boat. But it was a fun show.
I'll bet. I've never seen that. That'd be fun to see. Just I've seen them feeding before, but I've never seen them feeding on the beach like that in the surf. That would be pretty cool. And this is that time of year now, between now and, you know, the middle of November is when we get those big schools of oversized redfish off the beach. We've already seen several schools out there, and now you're telling me about a school up towards Clearwater on the beach. So, you know, it's that time of year when you can be out there kingfishing, and the next thing you know, you got yourself a, you know, 38-inch redfish on the end of the line, and you got a big school of them surrounding the boat. So always keep your eyes out for that when you're out there this time of year.
Yeah, really quite something to behold. Hopefully I can get back out there this week and the weather holds. But like you, I'm getting that itch to get a gun in my hand. So I went ahead and booked the trip to Wisconsin for the weekend gun opener there.
Good for you.
So me and the son are Me and the son are going up to hunt with Grandpa and get that fix, get cold real cold, and then get back here at it.
Good for you, my friend. Good for you. Well, I'm up against the break, Alan. We appreciate all you do. Again, stay safe out there, and thank you for keeping us safe in our homes. You and all your boys in blue, keep up the good work, and we appreciate you, brother. Hopefully you have a great week on the water.
Thank you, sir, and you have a great day as well.
All right, buddy. Good stuff right there. Alan in St. Pete, always a pleasure to hear from our boys in blue, no doubt about it. So we're going to be wrapping things up on the other side. That 2 hours absolutely flew by. We had some great calls, great stuff. If you want to chime in quick on the other side, you're welcome to do so. 1-800-969-932. Let them know. We'll be back.
I will buy you a rose and see you when I can.
Welcome back. Wrapping things up here this morning, I want to put a quick shout out to Brandon Pain Treatment Center, my good man Eddie Lugo over there, neurosomatic therapy. If you're in pain, shoulder pain, lower back pain, hip pain, neck pain, carpal tunnel, TMJ, headaches, migraines, you got to check out Brandon Pain Treatment Center. It's no way to go through life in pain. I was having a bunch of trouble with my neck. Eddie fixed me up real quick, kept me out of surgery. My wife's had TMJ and some back issues, and every time she goes to see Eddie, Eddie gets it straightened out. It has a lot to do with how your body's set up, whether you're sitting funny at work, whether you're on your boat, getting your butt kicked in rough seas, whatever it is, your body gets out of whack. And Eddie is the best at getting it back to where it needs to be so you can enjoy your life. Give them a call today at 813-820-3030. Again, that's 813-820-3030. Or check out BrandonPTC.com. BrandonPTC.com, neurosomatic therapy. Eddie Lugo, check him out. You won't be disappointed. Let's go to Mike in Dunedin here. Quick, Mike, you got about a minute or so. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, buddy. No complaints. Talk to me.
Just a quick question. I'm a retired military vet, and I'm disabled, so I want to get into a smaller boat. I'm probably half a mile from Dunedin Marina, and it was a boat company that traditionally sails up where you're from. I just wanted your thoughts. This is a Lund Rebel or Fury, and they say that they're rated for salt water, but they're smaller and they're easy to manage, and I just thought I'd get your thoughts on something that you might be familiar with up there.
Well, you know what I can tell you? I'm not familiar with that particular boat, that model for sure, and I've been down here a long time. But I will tell you that my father worked for Mercury Outboards out of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin for a large part of my childhood, and my uncle was a pro walleye tournament guy. My dad was a big walleye fisherman, fished a lot of local tournaments, and they both ran Lund boats. So,
well, they
all I can
tell you is 5150 rated aluminum for salt water, and they can put a vinyl floor in it. And I just thought that's small enough. It's just 16 foot, and it's real light. I just thought maybe that'd be something. I just want to fish the intercoastal.
I hear you. Well, it's all I can tell you is that my family, growing up, that's what we fished out of Lund boats. So they've been around a long time. Hopefully, they take good care of you. You know who you should call and ask is Pro Marine. Talk to Pro Marine Performance Center. Talk to Chad and those guys and see what they think. Jim Nassett over there, they'll tell you, you know, where you're at and what you need to know.
Last question on a 16-foot like that. You can get a 40-horsepower or a 60-horsepower. What size would you go with?
Always take the bigger motor. Always take the bigger motor. Yep. If you can put a 60 on it, put the 60 on it because you'll want the extra horsepower to get out of trouble if the storm comes.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me. I really do. I listen to your show both Saturdays and Sundays every morning on the porch.
We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great day, and thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Good stuff. Wrapping things up here this morning. Reggie, I appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for keeping us rolling here this morning. Thanks to everybody who called. Again, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Check us out tomorrow morning, 95.3 WDAE for the TM Honey Company Real Animals Radio Show. Tight lines, everybody. Have a great weekend. We're out.